Good evening. Before we start, one or two things to run through with you. One is that there will be a retiring collection for the Children's Society who provide the Christingle resources. And then tomorrow's service in the morning is a joint Christmas Day service at 10 o'clock with Fuller. Let's pray a moment. Lord Jesus, we come to celebrate your coming tonight. And we pray that you'll fill us with your peace and your joy in our hearts tonight. Oh, we know your presence and your love and your grace for us tonight. Amen. I'm going to begin singing Come and Join the Celebration. Jesus has brought us out of darkness to live his marvellous light. So can I, can Leah and Ivy come out to light the candles, please?
We light the fourth candle to remind us of our calling to reflect the light of Jesus in this dark world. Jesus once said, "You are the light of the world, so let your light shine before men, so they may see the good that you do and praise God." Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
So let's stand to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
going to come and lead us in some prayers.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please be near us all this Christmas. We remember you were born into poor circumstances with parents who must have struggled at the times, and you were forced to be a refugee in your early life in a still troubled world. We are thankful that you come to shine a light in every dark corner. We thank you for the joy of Christmas, for the presents we will receive, the lovely things to eat and drink, and the times with our friends and family. Never let us forget those who aren't as lucky as us, and we pray that the news of your birth will bring comfort and joy to all those who need it. Amen.
And Zoe's going to bring us a reading.
So it's Luke 2, verses 4 to 12. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Thank you. In a short while, we will be lighting up these crucibles. And I want to see how many people remember from previous years about what everything represents. So, where should we start? Let's start with the orange. What does the orange represent? Anyone? Yes? The world. Yes, that's absolutely right. And so the orange represents the world. One out of four cocktail sticks with sweets on. The four seasons. Yes, absolutely right. And then you have this red coming round the world. So what's the We're going to sing again. It will appear on here. I love this one. See him lying on a bed of straw.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see you after the new year. There's no coffee. No, it doesn't matter. So we should be able to. I do like Enzo though.
Yeah. Who?
Enzo.
Can you tell me next week?
See, I'm happy with that because it's Forest, so I'm like, yeah. Merry Christmas, I spoke to James earlier. I said, so, he's got the pool table, isn't he? Yeah. I'll try and get him.
Take it.
See you, Charles.
Yeah.
It's just beyond. In the messaging pouch, yeah, and there's a switch.
Which is right, but anyway, you know what it is.